Hi, you're listening to Secrets for an Inspirational Life with me, your host, Mimi Novick. I'm so happy and thrilled to have you here with me. I have created this series for all of us so we can change our world together and live a more holistic and balanced life. Together, we will share lots of inspiring stories from all walks of life, speak with leading experts, enjoy healthy living ideas, explore music and subjects that inspire each other to always have hope. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate all of you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Secrets for an Inspirational Life. How are you all today? I hope that you are doing something beautiful for yourselves, and that is something that is so important. It is really important that we have moments of joy and happiness. Sometimes we are so busy in trying to make everybody else happy that we forget ourselves. And ultimately, unless we can find joy within our own life, in fact, there is no way that we can impart that joy on other people's lives. And it is something these days that is so important, especially when life is so fast. It is important to take a distance, to take a moment, and to find what really gives our heart peace. And it is in that moment that we will find everything that we are looking for. Now, today I'm absolutely delighted to welcome my guest, who is all the way from Malta. And that is Wayne Magri Schwirep. Wayne is a kombucha expert. He discovered kombucha a couple of years ago during the world crisis. And that, in fact, made him re-evaluate his life. He says that his experience was love at first sip after a friend handed him a SCOBY. He will explain all about that later on. This has led to the birthing of your kombucha brewery, the SCOBY School, with the aim of teaching fermentation, symbiosis, and exploration. He now runs workshops and training seminars, teaching people how to learn the secrets of this fascinating drink and all its health and spiritual benefits. Wayne also sells his products across Malta and Gozo. Today, he shares his very interesting journey. Welcome, dear Wayne.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. How are you today?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm good, and I'm absolutely overjoyed. Absolutely, that here you are all the way from Malta on this beautiful evening for me. And I know it's evening for you as well, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. It's an hour later.
An hour later. Wonderful, yes. Wonderful. Now, you have this very, very interesting life. And there's so much to it. But I know the kombucha is something that is truly something that I see everywhere, and I'm fascinated by it. But it's so much more than, in inverted commas, a drink. But before we go on to how this, you know, this magic of yours started, let's go back to the beginning where you first discovered your love for this elixir, so to speak.
Yes. As you said, in the introduction, it started during COVID. I I kind of was, I think not just me, but like many people were going, you know, through a big life change. And at that time, I was doing something completely different, you know. I was hosting. And I kind of, you know, I remember at that time I used to spend a lot of time, you know, like exploring myself, like, and like I was fasting and all that sort of stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. And I remember, like out of the blue, you know, I went to this kind of like a community house, you know, where, and there was a friend of mine, his name was Jack, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Jack, you know, gave me a starter, and I was like, you know, what's this, you know. And as soon as I went home, I remember I was very excited, very, very excited, like to try, you know, to ferment. And mm-hmm. I remember it clearly, you know, the very first time I tried kombucha, I was like, wow, you know, something within me was like, you know, I found it. That was the initial feeling, you know. I was like, oh, I found it. You know, I usually tell people, you know, that at that time I was quite enthusiastic about it, and I used to tell people, you know, that I saw the room turn white, you know, white with light. And people used to look at me like, you know, wow, you know, wow, this guy is really enthusiastic about it, you know. So I mean, and that's how it started, you know, how it started. Basically, it started in my own little kitchen where I used to live before.
Now, what is kombucha? Because people out there are going to say to me, Mimi, what is this magic drink that you're talking about? Because you see it everywhere. I know I told you before that my friends are totally mad on it. I have a couple of friends who are constantly making some sort of potion. I don't know what they're doing, really. And they're getting hyper every time about this. What is this? Because I want to say for the people out there, this is so much more than just a drink, but we'll go into that. What is it?
To be really, really, you know, precise to the point, I really don't know exactly what it is. It's kind of like a mystery. But if I had to explain to you what is kind of kombucha, of course, it's a drink, you know. But it's very much a very... I don't like to say peculiar, but it's a very unorthodox drink, you know. It's kind of like an alive concoction of basically good bacteria and yeast, you know. That's what kombucha is, and it's made out of tea, sugar, and then what is called the SCOBY. The SCOBY is basically the culture. SCOBY stands for symbiotic colony or symbiotic culture of bacteria and yeast, you know, which basically mm-hmm. ferments, gets eaten by the sugars that, you know, the food is the sugar. And then there's a bit of like alchemy going on, mm-hmm. although the recipe is very, very simple, there's a lot of very complex processes going on, you know. And it ferments, it becomes very very good for our gut, very good for gut health, very good for digestion, very good for even for bowel movements. It's very good for the skin, and also it's kind of like tasty and refreshing, you know, something, you know, compared to other drinks. It's a much more healthier alternative.
And is it a carbonated? Is it yes. always? It's always carbonated.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that's mm-hmm. part of the we know, like when you have the fizz, it's kind of like one of the things that a kombucha drinker looks for in a kombucha, you know, because that fizz kind of like it's also I don't know exactly the right word to use, but it's very very nice, you know, to have a fizzy drink, you know, kind of.
And the SCOBY, because I was reading up on it, I wanted to read up a little bit on it before we spoke about it, Wayne. And the SCOBY, they often call it the mother.
Yes, exactly.
Is that the same principle as when you have cider vinegar and the mother of the vinegar? Is that the same principle?
On some level, yes. But at the same time, certain yeasts and bacteria in kombucha are completely different. So it's what makes kombucha is that it's made out of obviously it's made out of tea, you know. So so that's what makes the kombucha completely different than other ferments, because it's really made out of tea. That's the main ingredient, which is tea leaves.
But is there an alcohol content to it?
Yes, but it's very, very low. It's very, very low. And one who knows how to brew properly can even get this low, so to speak. But but in my honest opinion, first of all, it's so low. It's like 0.5%. I do believe that certain companies or even, you know, like... I think there are many brewers all across the world who try to get it as much as low as possible. But in my honest opinion, I think alcohol is part of the natural fermentation process. I mean, even like, for example, you'll find a little bit of alcohol even in yogurt, for example, you know, because it's a ferment as well, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And also what is really important is that alcohol in itself keeps the kombucha safe, you know? Kind of like alcohol is antimicrobial by itself. So it helps the kombucha to keep it safe, you know? I mean, I see it as a living thing. So it's like I see alcohol as part of it, you know? Yeah.
But you have this one drink and it changes your life. You start running courses. You start running seminars. What on earth happened that affected you in such a way that it has become a huge part of your life?
Looking back, I think there was... and still is, you know, I mean, I see kombucha, for me, it's like a never-ending journey. You know, there's always something to learn, you know? And where I'm at the moment is very much a very new space when it comes to kombucha. Meaning, I kind of like in the beginning, I was exploring a lot, you know, growing a kombucha business, talking about it, holding workshops, you know, explaining to people, which I still do, you know. But as I always say, I see kombucha as a very much like a very, it's a versatile thing. So it's kind of like an art. It's a great hobby. It's a science. So it kind of like, I think what really created that big connection was on some level, I feel like my own personality as Wayne, you know, I kind of like, I'm very much interested in a variety of things. So kombucha really kind of met the real me, you know, it allowed me a lot of space to explore all these different facets of me all at one go, you know, something which I couldn't do, for example, back before, you know, it's kind of like when I used to have like just one job and I'm focused on this, it kind of like left me very much bored, you know? So kombucha gave me lots of room to explore and play, you know? And that's why I was so passionate about it. As much also the fact that it's also very much a healthy thing, you know, something which I can, you know, offer offer back to the community, you know, something which I truly believe, you know, that I think it's not just about, you know, what we're gonna gain, but how we're gonna serve back the community, you know, in our own unique way.
And I've read about it, as I said to you, I'm no means any expert, but people were getting very passionate and very excited and very spiritual about this kombucha. And even to smell it was an experience I was reading in itself. And so many different things that they were talking about. For example, the spiritual practices of drinking it, the inner balance, what it represents. I mean, can a drink really go so far as having a huge spiritual awakening?
In a sense, yes. But what I really like to point out to is that I think we're approaching a time where really what we term, you know, a spiritual awakening or, you know, spirituality can be boiled down into the material, you know? And my focus with my work is I truly believe that the gut holds a lot of secrets, lots of secrets that we are not yet aware of. And I think everything starts from there. You know, then the moment that we start taking care of our gut health, everything starts functioning properly. And this is what happened to me. I think when I started drinking kombucha, one of the things that started to happen was kind of like everything started to shift in a very harmonious way, you know? And yeah, that's how I believe this drink is very, you know, it's not like you're drinking something dead, you're drinking something alive, you know, and these microbes really do us a ton of good.
So it's really it's not a new thing. It seems that it's a couple of, or if not more, thousands of years old, this particular drink. But
thousands of years, do you know?
So I think it's back very old.
I think in ancient societies we used to drink lots of probiotic beverages. And along the way, something happened where we started to drink, you know, more, you know, dead drinks, you know. But kombucha is an alive drink. That's what makes it special, you know. The alive bacteria and yeasts are what makes it healthy and also. What our guts need, you know, what these microbes do so many things for us. It's just incredible.
There is a thing called the gut-brain axis, isn't there, where yes. The gut and the brain communicate, and they say that it is a very important, I suppose, a connection that is on a far deeper level that plays a role in several different disorders, whether they be digestive, psychiatric, or neurological. So I know that a lot of people that have had Alzheimer's or children that have behavioral problems, one of the things that I know from colleagues of mine and friends of mine who work in that field is the first thing that they will do is to start to give their patients and their clients probiotics. And this in itself starts this journey of healing. And people say, well, how is it that the gut and the brain are related? But it is so important, I think, that even with anxiety and depression, food really is can be the healing part of our life or the poison part of our life. And I think you're very correct when you say that there is definitely the beginning of this drink is the journey towards healing. And what I find interesting, and I want to go into a little bit more, is that you talk about the planet in its awakening stage. Tell me a little bit more about that, Wayne.
I do feel that we are, I mean, it's pretty like sometimes I like to use the word palpable, you know. I think there's a lot of change going on, both, you know, both in society and on a planetary level. And I feel people are becoming more conscious, you know, on so many levels. And one of the things, as you said, is so important is what we put into our bodies, you know, what we are consuming. And everyone has started to realize that, you know, like sugary drinks are not healthy, you know, or like, mm-hmm. you know, these sugary drinks are the leading cause of diabetes, for example, you know. And a healthy alternative would be to start drinking kombucha, you know, which is not just, you know, a refreshing tasty drink, but also contributes to normal functioning, you know, like the body functions so much better, especially digestion, you know. Every time, one of the main things that people say with regards to kombucha, how much their digestion really improves, especially after food, you know. It's also been shown that it lowers the glycemic index. So let's say, for example, you have eaten a very high glycemic food, after drinking kombucha, it lowers it. Or, for example, for people who suffer from constipation, it's like a heaven sent, you know, drinking kombucha. It helps you really to get things flowing again. And I also believe that many people, for example, nowadays that, let's say, for example, they suffer from anxiety or they suffer from depression, you know, sometimes society labels these things as psychological problems, but in reality it could be just a gut disruption, you know, where your microbiome is out of wreck, for example, from all the food that you eat, or even, for example, stress has been shown to alter the gut microbiome. So I think kombucha could be like I like to see it like the first key, you know, and then from there people can start shifting more, you know, like, for example, let's say people start drinking kombucha, then they start exercising, you know, and then, for example, they start eating better and so on and so forth, you know. This is what I like to advocate with regards to kombucha.
And it's something I think that is, for example, a very simple step to beginning a journey towards health and taking your health back into your own hands. Isn't it? It's a sort of an awareness of the need, really, for society to take their health back into their own hands, as opposed to relying on so many outside things such as diet that is not, you know, it's highly saturated or full of sugars or all sorts of things, you know, artificial colors and flavors and additives, which have been proven to cause many problems in people with behavior, especially in children. You know, artificial colors are a big no-no up there on that list. But it's an interesting thing, because how I see it, Wayne, is there's so much more to it. It's actually you are nourishing your nervous system through your gut.
Yes. Yes. And I feel that that's the first step, you know? Like, so many people, like, for example, have so many issues, and just by drinking kombucha, they can be solved, you know? But at the same time, I don't want to portray it as a medicine, you know? Kombucha in itself doesn't cure anything. It just balances out the body, you know, for it to heal itself. You know, that's the main approach. You know, I think our bodies are highly intelligent, and with the right conditions, you know, it can heal, bodies can heal themselves, you know, like if you give the body good food, good exercise, good relationships, drinking kombucha, for example, you know, doing these kind of things, the body can heal itself from anything, you know, and can return to balance.
Why do you think that now, at this time in the world, that kombucha has become so popular? And also, why are there, for example, classes such as yourself in actually learning how to make it? What is it? What is the shift that has happened that has brought people back to that?
I think that, first of all, there's kind of like, I think there's more earth-based consciousness, meaning that people want to gravitate more towards living close to the earth, you know? And I think that with that, obviously it brings up a big interest in fermentation. And I think kombucha is kind of like, you know, once you start to drink it, it's kind of like, you know, you just want more of it, you know, because it feels so good, you know, the your tummy feels good, you know, and it's kind of like the body wants more of it. So
the body knows what's good for it.
Exactly. The body really likes it. The body really likes kombucha. And these bacteria and yeast are really like, it's very good for the body. And it's also very detoxing, you know, the main thing, which is the organic acids, you know, in kombucha, they really help the liver to detox certain chemicals, for example, you know. So apart from that, it's also like very, very tasty, you know, when you drink kombucha, it's a tasty and refreshing drink, you know. It's not disgusting or anything, although it's a bit for the taste, it's quite unique. It has a quite a soury, tangy flavor.
And the people that come on your course, Wayne, what sort of people are they? What are their interests? Why are they coming primarily? What's attracted them to your course?
Most people that come to my courses are mostly involved in or interested in healthy living. But mainly, specifically, they're interested to know more about kombucha and how they can, you know, learn how to do it themselves. I think one of the main reasons people come is that, of course, they want to obviously empower themselves, you know, by learning how to do it so that they can consume it. Then there are obviously other people who are curious to know what is this all about, and I think there are those who are wanting to, you know, wanting to go even deeper. Maybe they know about kombucha. They just want to know more about what is this and so on.
So, I want to go deeper into this because, yes, as sure. You're saying that it helps the liver, it helps the gut health. There's so many aspects that it can help. And I know you're not making any health claims here, to make it clear. But how has it helped you? That's what I'm interested in. How has your life changed because of it?
I see kombucha as a, for me, it's a, like I said, it's a very versatile thing. So I see kombucha as like an art, a science. I see it as agriculture, you know, kind of like sometimes when I look at the jars, you know, I see it as like, you know, you're growing something, you know. And I, what really fascinated me and how it has really helped me, I, without me even kind of knowing, I kind of started to notice a lot of changes. Meaning, like, for example, one of the things that I used to struggle a lot with is my focus. And I started to notice that my focus is very much different ever since I started drinking kombucha. But I think, apart from the, you know, the benefits and all of that, I think for me mostly it was just I was very, and I am still very passionate about it. You know, there's something intriguing about it, you know.
I know you speak so passionately, and I'm trying to get to the secret.
And actually, I'm not even releasing 50% right now. You know, it's like, you know.
I know you're not, and I'm saying, just go for it, because I know there's so much more to this.
I think I just fell in love with the whole thing, you know. There you, you know, are. You know, you asked me. Like... You asked me, and I just said it. You know, I fell in love with the whole thing. You know, it's just, it's so incredible how I just, the brewing process, for example, for me is very meditative. You know, it makes me feel so much so relaxed, and the fact also that I created a bit of like the fact that you can create new flavors, the fact that there's so much to learn about it. I see it as like a, it's like a creature, you know, it's like a creature, it's a living thing. It's a cross kind of like between a creature and a plant, you know, and there's so much to learn. And I feel that we're just in the beginning of discovering what really kombucha is, you know. And it's not just me. There are many kombucha lovers, you know, that they say the same thing. Some people even say that it's they don't know from where it originates. Even me, sometimes I try to, you know, from my own research, or just, you know, sometimes I just look at a jar and I'm like, where did this come from, you know? and I don't know. Some people say it's from outer space, for example, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think, you know, what was really, and it still is, you know, it's this, I think it is a passion, you know, it's love. It's, I find this act so fascinating, you know?
So for you, it's changed your life.
And... It changed my life. And it's kind of like, I feel like, sometimes it gives me these feelings of when I was it instills in me this childlike wonder, or, you know, that inquisitiveness of when you were a child, you know, and you, oh, you know, what is this, you know, and yeah.
And you're doing workshops and seminars in, yes, Malta. Yes. Are you doing them anywhere else, or are there plans for you to do them elsewhere?
So far, I've been doing classes in Malta and in Gozo. I've done an online class just once, but I intend to continue on that. But definitely, of course, if the opportunity arises to go abroad, you know, I'll be willing to take that opportunity. It's something that I truly love doing. And apart from that, I see my workshops not just as a workshop. I like to take people into the world of kombucha, like into the whole brewing process, into the uses of kombucha, and also my own perspective of what kombucha is, you know, which is very unique.
I know you're passionate about it and you're excited about it. And yes, I have to say to everybody out there, I totally understand him, because I do have these friends who are totally, absolutely crazy about it. And I watch them and I'm looking at them and they get so hyper about having this drink that they've made. And I don't understand it. But it's a bit like, for me, rose lemonade, making lemonade from roses, which is one of my favorite things. And I totally understand. It's something that touches your soul because of your love for it. And it's totally unexplainable to other people. But it's incredibly useful, I think, in these times to have something that you can do at home, can't you? You can make this whole thing at home. You don't have to buy it, do you?
I think, Ara, the main thing about kombucha, and this is something that I don't usually speak about, but today I'm just gonna, you know, let it all out. I think when it comes to microbial communication, you know, we're still at an infancy stage, I think, when it comes to, you know, when it comes to these things. But I do believe that kombucha kind of like talks to us, obviously not in human language, but talks to our bodies, you know. And for example, there's been research recently that they linked gut bacteria, for example, with the connection with oxytocin, for example, you know. Mm-hmm. Or they found out how, for example, 90% of our serotonin is not really produced in our brain, but it's produced in our gut. And fermented foods stimulate these hormones. And you know, we all know what serotonin is, you know, it's the happy hormone.
Mm-hmm.
So I think kombucha could also be like a bit of a missing link, you know, to too many things. And that's why so many people rave about it, because it's kind of like, it's one of those things where you drink it and your system just functions well, you know? But apart from that, I think there is a lot more going on that we are not yet aware. Let's put it this way.
About
these living drinks, you know. I think mm-hmm. these living they are alive, and they kind of like speak to us, but not in like, obviously, as I said, in a language way, but more in a chemical way, you know. So, and you know, that's the same with nature. You know, when you go in nature, nature is talking to us, but in a chemical way, you know, like for example, the same happens when you are in nature. There's a lot of bacteria going into your body, and this makes you feel good. You know, I think the same happens with kombucha. This is one of the things that I really believe that's something that's happening with kombucha. You know, I see kombucha as an extension of nature.
That's a very interesting point there, Wayne, because I feel that somehow the world is in need of getting back to its nature. We are all in need of that. And I think we feel this isolation, I think, in respect of that we can't communicate with other people because we're still finding our feet in communicating with ourselves.
Yes.
And I think this is important, isn't it?
It is very important. And first of all, I think COVID is still leaving a lot of, you know, there's a lot of repercussions from what we experienced, you know? All that isolation and that's still leaving an impact, you know, as well as, you know, we're spending a lot of time around technology, and I think technology has a place, you know, but sometimes I think we could be taking it too far. So we need to return back to balance, you know, and I think that this is what has been happening now. I think Earth is moving and taking the lead, and it wants us to, you know, come back to harmony. And in reality, it's not really our, you know, I don't see any changes. Obviously, changes are happening out there, but really the main change that needs to happen is within ourselves, you know. And on a spiritual level, we say, you know, we connect with ourselves. And on a material level, which is the same thing, I like to see it as reconnecting to our gut. You know, I see like the gut is the place where the metaphysical and the physical connect, so to speak. You know, that's why they call it, for example, you know, have you ever heard about the term, you know, gut instinct, for example?
Gut feeling,
you know?
Yes.
Gut feeling, you know.
I was just going to say that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why do people say that?
There must be a reason.
Exactly. And this is why I'm so passionate about kombucha and the gut, because this is bringing, you know, the metaphysical into physical, you know, this is where they connect. And it's kind of like, you know, the science is even showing how much the gut microbiome is affecting everything, you know. It affects our food choices, our relationships, illnesses, and this is really big, even, for example, if you've been traumatized, you know, they've shown that people who are traumatized have different gut microbiomes.
Really, is that so?
Yes, it's one of the things that it's very evident in research, for example, or also, for example, how much stress affects the gut microbiome, you know. So I think it's all connected, and it's very important. You know, mentioning, coming back to your question, it's very important that we come back to balance, you know, to our bodies. And this is why I think there is so much going on, you know, with the promotion of exercise, promotion of healthy eating, as you know, and all these things. And I think fermented drinks are part of that, you know. I think there's big magic in these drinks, you know. Sometimes when I look back in my journey, I kind of I don't even realize how much they've affected me myself, you know. For the good, of course, for the good. Yeah.
Yes, and it's important to say, it's a way, like it's an alchemy, I think. Of transformation. And that can happen on any level at any time if you have the right components and the correct chemical reaction. And this seems to be one of those things out there in the world that can really transform actually ourselves into being more at peace with ourselves. Because, you know, when people say, let's go back to that, I have a strange feeling in my stomach and I don't know, I feel sick to the stomach with this and it doesn't feel right. That needs to be more sort of looked into. I think there lies a lot of secrets to our world and to our own world as individuals.
Yes. Yes, I think that's the one of the places where it's really overlooked. Funny enough, I speak to a lot of like people in the medical profession, you know, and
yeah,
they still don't fully acknowledge this, you know, although a lot of there are a lot of doctors who are becoming more aware, you know. But I think this is an area where it's really important that we look into, you know, that we acknowledge that the microbiome is literally the center of everything, you know. This community of microorganisms inside of us are literally dictating everything from our health aspects to what we think, you know, what we reason and whatever, you know. It's there's a lot more to it. Plus as well, if you really boil it down, you know, like I think when we were I think when we function more from our gut, you know, than from our and from, you know, from the heart, you know, because I see that as one system, you know. The gut is the heart, you know, it's the body, you know. When we function more from the body, I think life can be more harmonious, you know.
Absolutely. And where, you know, the gut is actually where, I'm sure you're familiar, is the solar plexus.
It is
the whole, actually, one of the most important chakras for everything.
Yes, it's the center, you know.
Yeah,
this is the center of everything. Yes, and definitely there is much more to be discovered when it comes to this, you know. And I think this is where we are at, you know. I think people are discovering how much beneficial this is, you know, and how, you know, taking responsibility and empowering oneself, you know, with this type of knowledge can leave one in a better, you know, better state and increase their own well-being, you know.
Absolutely, because the solar plexus chakra, for people out there, based on the chakra, the ancient wisdom of the chakras, is responsible for things such as self-esteem, how we see ourselves, our boundaries, unlocking deeper levels of reality within ourselves. And there is a much higher purpose to this whole thing of the gut-brain relationship when you then involve the mystical aspects of us, which are a reality, aren't they?
Yes, yes. I think, you know, there's a reason why they call it gut instinct, you know, or gut feelings, you know. I think there's a higher intelligence that's speaking through us from that place, you know. And I think by nurturing this area, it can lead one to have more more clarity, for example, you know. Definitely, you know, when we operate out of fear, which is, you know, our mind, you know, when we operate from our mind, we don't take good decisions, definitely, you know. Decisions based in fear, I only operate, you know, to further the fear agenda, you know.
Yes, and I think what I would find fascinating way is if you did something like, I don't know, the effect on the chakras and the different, you know, areas of the body with this kombucha, and go deeper into it, into how it actually affects, you know, all the chakras and all of these subtle energies. That would be very, very useful to have, because this is just the beginning. You know, people will say, well, what, you know, big deal, kombucha, it's a drink. But no, it's not. There is some huge wisdom behind it. And I think that would be a very useful thing for you to teach the people.
Something that I've been exploring is how kombucha, for example, can be mixed with other certain compounds. Like, for example, one of, like, I noticed that, for example, certain, like, fruits or certain, you know, certain powders, for example, like medicinal mushrooms, really potentiated, you know, makes it more stronger. So, but in itself, you know, I think beyond the chakras, you know, and all of that, what really kombucha does is really like it works on the whole body as a whole, you know. It really just cleanses the body and makes the body more balanced, you know, so that it can heal itself. I think that's the main thing behind kombucha.
Yeah, you almost want to meet a sort of a kombucha shaman that can teach us these things about it, because I do think it's a gateway, I think, to so many other things.
Yes, it's a very, very, you know, even though, especially, you know, like, because the thing is with kombucha, you can make it very, for example, you know, the main healthy aspect to it, and this has been scientifically proven, is the organic acids, you know, which basically they cleanse the body, they're anti-inflammatory, antimicrobial, they help the liver to detox, you know. It's basically from that soury taste, you know, and that's what is really, really, there's, you know, it's proven that that it helps the body. And I think what it does is kind of like creates more, how am I going to say, creates more creates a healthier environment, you know, inside, kind of, you know, yeah.
Fascinating, really. And there's so many more things to it, I'm sure. And it actually leads you onto another path of learning about these types of different fermented foods, whether it be sauerkraut or kimchi or kefir or whatever. There's so many things out there, I think, that we can incorporate into our lives and really begin this journey into self-care and self-love. I think it's a really important thing. And especially when I see your workshops that you do, I think this is so wonderful that people are taking back this power of their health into their own hands. I think so, well done you, really. In doing this, and I wish you all the very best. And as we end tonight, Wayne, you're going to be running, just for, so that people know out there, you're going to be running online courses. Is that correct?
Yes. In the near future, I might be organizing some classes. Mm-hmm. And obviously, throughout the class, I teach people how to brew themselves. And of course, we go into deep, into in-depth what they need to do and other things to avoid, for example, mm-hmm. and many other things.
And what about your workshops that you do in Malta? How long are they? Are they a day workshop?
No, the class is usually 2 hours.
Oh, 2 hours, okay.
Yes, a 2-hour class, mm-hmm. where I explain all the processes. Of course, we do a batch together, you know, we do a thorough tasting. Then I explain a bit about other uses that they can do with kombucha. Mm-hmm. And of course, I include them in my group, just in case if they need any more assistance, or maybe they have further questions, they can put their questions on the group and I can answer them straight away.
Okay, and you know? The drink is available in Malta and Gozo. You actually sell it, don't you?
Yes.
Okay. Go on, sorry.
No, it's okay. At the moment, I'm selling it in several cafes and restaurants here in Gozo in Malta. And of mm-hmm. course, from my online shop.
Do you, are your online shop? So can people, say, in Europe or anywhere out of Europe, would you be able to send that to them if they wanted it?
At this stage, it's a bit difficult because the product, you know, real kombucha has to be refrigerated. Yes.
Because I see it on sale, for example. I have to say to everybody out there, I had to go out and buy some. So I have bought it. I've bought 2 different types and 2 different flavors, and I'm yet to try it. But they sent it to me in a box packed with ice.
Okay. But that's
I suppose, not internationally, because obviously yes. that would work.
But I think I do believe that in many parts around the world, kombucha is becoming very popular. And yeah. I think they could find other brands. Of course, they have to make sure that it's unpasteurized, you know, because that's the real kombucha. Sometimes okay. they do pasteurize it, mm-hmm. and this removes the goodness from it, you know.
Okay. All right. So
that's basically it. But when you brew your own kombucha at home, it's completely different from the one you buy at from the one you buy at the store. Because in my honest opinion, the real kombucha is the one you make at home.
Yeah, absolutely. I would agree with that, even though I'm no kombucha expert. But I always think that if you do it at home, it's so much better.
Yes, 100%.
And you know what you're putting into it. You know the process, and it's a labor of love. Yes. So I think it's enjoyable.
Plus also, exactly, you know, it's kind of like, this is something that I like to teach in my workshops, you know, something that I like to tell people is that you're making your own food, you know.
Yes.
Although it's a little jar, you know, it's kind of like you're making it yourself. And it's something that it's completely kind of like homegrown, you know.
There's a beauty to it, an absolute yes. beauty. And I think even that in itself, of making something at home, for example, bread. I love to make bread. And for me, it's such a relaxing thing. That here it is, you put all these ingredients together and it creates such a beautiful thing. And yes. there is a pure enjoyment in something like that, for sure.
Yes, yes, yeah. yes. And that's exactly why I really like that people, you know, make it at home, because apart from the fact that it's healthy and it's, you know, it's something made out of natural ingredients, it's also a time, I always say this to the people, you know, it's a time where you can just be yourself, you know, in the kitchen, you know, let's say after a stressful day, you know, and you have you have 15 minutes to create a batch. Yeah. You know, it's a time where you can just switch off everything and you're just, you know, you put some nice music on and you just make a batch, you know, and you taste some of your kombucha, you know, that you made a week or two before, you know. So this is the whole point, you know, like bringing people back to this moment, you know, and just enjoying the simple things. And bread making is one of them, you know. Like I also have another passion, you know, which is making pizza. It's the same, you know, it's fermentation and it's something really nice where you can just be in the kitchen and make something out of nothing, you know.
It's so wonderful, and I'm going to touch base with you at a later date, and you can give me a good pizza dough and pizza recipe. Actually, that would be very handy to have, I have to say. But there is a beauty, and I think actually for everybody out there who wants to get in contact with you, where is the best place and what's your website?
So my website is, we will put it down on the link. It's www.yourkombucha.com.mt, or they can find me on Instagram or Facebook, Your Kombucha.
Okay. And if, for example, just before we go, if somebody wanted to have a private lesson online or got a group of people, say friends, you know, via video call, is that something that you would do?
Yes, I have organized before some private workshops.
Yeah.
And definitely I can organize that for people.
So for everybody out there, whoever wants to reconnect with themselves, to learn something wonderful for their health, go to Wayne's website and have a look what he has to offer. And who knows, maybe some people will actually come to see you in Malta.
Wonderful. That would be great.
That would be wonderful. Thank you so much, really, Wayne. It's, as I said to you, a fascinating subject. And I get excited when people talk about their passions, because it is so needed for people to feel actually passionate about something. It has that life force, that fire that keeps the world turning in a good way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But thank you so much for the invitation. And it was great talking to you.
And to you too. Look after yourself, and everybody, go to Wayne's website. It's so informative. And also on Facebook, isn't it? People can see all the classes that you do.
Yes.
Yes. Wonderful. Thank you so much. I wish you all the very best, Wayne.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wayne McGree Shwereb. Such an interesting subject. And something that really is a definite for looking into more. Anything really that can help us with our well-being is worth investigating, for sure. Thank you, as ever, for joining me and my guests. It's an absolute honour to be able to be there for you and to share these precious moments. Until next time, look after yourselves and lots of love.
Thank you for listening to Secrets for an Inspirational Life, brought to you by your host, Mimi Novik. Please remember to subscribe to the podcast and see you in the next episode. For more information about Mimi Novik and her books, music, and inspirational work, take a look at her website, www.miminovik.co.uk.